gonna watch that man ride. If you don't need a ticket to attend this Broadway show.
Ezio Pinza, he was the lead singer, and Mary Martin.
South Pacific is playing in Elaine Egan's mind.
And she's been on the stage with a little shower.
As clear as the day she watched the show in New York for the first time decades ago.
And she'd wash her hair in front of the audience. And that was like the big scene.
The tune is different these days here at Elk Meadow Assisted Living, where Elaine and other residents with Alzheimer's and other types of dementia have a group sing-along once a week with activities director Laurel Bartmus. But it's what happens every day, says Bartmus, that's making all the difference.
Their music is specialized to them. It's beautiful. Like, look at this Rodney.
Rodney has an iPod full of music.
He is a quiet man, and I haven't seen him smile as much as I do when I put the music on them.
And scientists don't know why or how.
It connects for them.
But as Alzheimer's rates are growing faster in Utah than anywhere else in the country, that's according to the Utah Health Department, especially among women.
I could have done.
Hearing those harmonies and melodies could be one way to unlock the past held hostage by time, age, and disease. At least it is for Elaine.
I could have danced.
If only for a few notes. Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio.